Welcome to In the Name of Game.
Welcome to In the Name of Game, a video game podcast. Today is January 23rd, 2014.
Back to our show. I'm your host, Iggy.
And I'm co-host, Adam.
And I'm co-host, Colin.
And I'm co-host, Knox.
Yay, everybody's here.
What happened to David? Wasn't he going to get back to us after December?
Dead. He's dead.
He's dead. He's dead. Rest in peace,
He
David.
Drank his last tiki drink and died.
His tiki drinks. No, he's really bogged down with work, so he is... on the bleachers.
Yeah, what's it like to be successful? we should interview him for this podcast and ask, right?
Yeah, that would be funny. The ex or current kind of co-host for In the Name of Game. Anyway, so we got other stuff to talk about, though. Some really interesting stories this week. Some really not so great stories, honestly. I'm just going to start with the Candy Crush thing first, because that's been on my mind the past couple days.
It's like an appetizer to the real meat of today's episode.
Right.
Which is beer.
Candy makes a good appetizer.
No, not beer.
It is beer.
So, Candy Crush, or King, which is the company behind it, is just like giant douchebag central this week, because they've apparently successfully trademarked the word candy. But, specifically for, I think, was it clothing, games, and something else? It was three categories to own the trademark for. But did they already successfully trademark Saga as well, separately?
I think so. I'm not 100% on that.
Because there's kind of a two-parter to this. So it's bad enough that they managed to successfully trademark candy. But if the Saga thing is true, there was an issue with, there's a kind of a lesser known game called Banner Saga that's on Steam. And they were freaking out because, I guess, you know, if they were going to make a sequel and Candy Crush is going to trademark Saga, then like how, you know, they got to name their game or their series something completely different, which apparently King responded, no, we're not trying to stop you guys from using Saga in your name. Excuse me.
Which is why we trademarked it in the first place.
Yeah, so that's really weird to me. So it's now it almost feels like they're going to be some asshole like King, pun, saying like, oh, we'll let you use the word, and we'll let you use
the word. I like that the pun word for King was pun.
No, but like it seems really douchey of them now that they get to decide. Oh, that's okay. You can use the word. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, they're just beating off, really. That's all it is.
Well, what's really fucking annoying is that you know, they're very successful, at least for now.
That is annoying.
No. Yeah. They've got a lot of money because of their success. So they have a lot of lawyers they can just throw at people. And one of the big issues that the whole candy trademarking was bringing up was a lot of smaller, like really small devs, sometimes just, you know, handful of people to a game, were getting pushed around by Candy Crush because all of a sudden they're getting tracked down by King and having their lawyers say, oh, you not only that you have to change your name, but you also have to take your game off the app stores or whatever as well. So it's like, what the fuck is, like, some of these things weren't even related. Like, one of the listed games in the article I read was this like casino slots game or something that happened to say candy in it. And when you look at the, there was a picture example of the game and it had
candy slots.
Yeah. It might just be called Candy Slots or something like that. Very simple title, but it's not trying to be Candy Crush. It has, you know, it's a casino game, but with those little, like peppermint candies or whatever. And they apparently, I guess, are going to say, all right, we'll change the name. Although, you got to wonder, is that going to damage, if you have a game or a series where that is a component in the title and people have come to recognize that, is that going to hurt your brand because King is pushing you out of that name? So there's a lot of really shitty stuff going on. This kind of reminds me of when I think it was Marvel. Was it Marvel was able to successfully trademark the name or the term superhero or something?
Well, didn't Bethesda sue Mojang because they wanted to use Skrulls?
Yeah, they did, but either they came to an agreement or they couldn't win it. I can't remember. Whatever they did, Mojang was able to still call their game Skrulls. So I think that was a little too generic of a word for Bethesda to be able to successfully snatch.
How is that not any more obscure?
I don't know.
Than like,
well, I mean, Saga, I was going to say, would be the most generic I could think of. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of things that have been.
It's like Journey or Adventure. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? You know?
I think that Journey's trademark, to be fair.
Well, the Journey is tricky, too, because it's like, I don't know. See, a lot of these words that aren't really like names or whatever are tricky because you could use them in normal conversation or for a game that has nothing to do with the company that's trying to protect this word. And I don't know, like it just really rubs me the wrong way that they could take something that I figured that they would never be able to trademark and successfully trademark it.
Yeah, it's retarded.
I don't know. Well, it was just announced this week, so I'm kind of waiting to see if enough of these small developers maybe end up banding together and trying to attack them head on that way. Because, you know, individually, maybe they don't have any legal power, but together, if they pool their resources, maybe they can.
And they make a Kickstarter.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm on to something here.
You know what's sad is I'm sure somebody will probably end up doing that. But actually, I had to pause because I was thinking, maybe somebody's already done that. Kickstarter for legal funds or something, some bullshit like that.
It's genius, I
know. It could happen. I mean, I played Candy Crush, but I never, you know, put any money into it. But after that, I was so disgusted with them, I just deleted it. So I'm like, okay.
I played so much, so many games of Candy Crush. It's insane.
Like, it's a fun game, but I don't have to play it. And the fact that they pissed me off about this, you know, shows me that I need to indicate, you know, what I support. And I'm not supporting that fucking game, so I'm not.
Suck yeah,
it, suck I, it.
Yes, I refuse to pay for anything. I cheated in the game all the time. And I just, I'm glad I quit the game before this whole debacle occurred.
Oh, you did it well before, probably. You probably were like, okay, I get it.
There was an intense period where, you know, I'd be out in public, and then my phone, which I thought was on silent or vibrate, would play the first few notes of Candy Crush.
Oh, my God.
Really loudly, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Now everyone's been playing Candy Crush.
Did you have the fucking push notifications on for it, or?
No. It was just like, I'd be waiting in line, and I'd take my phone out to try to play some, and then I'm like, oh, great. Like, I'm in the fucking bank. Do I need to let everyone know I'm playing Candy Crush?
You gotta turn that volume off.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Like, you know, I have the same phone as our producer. I have the Nexus 4, but it has this weird thing where, like, apps are a different volume setting than general ringer, than text message, you know? So, yeah, it kind of screws me up sometimes.
It's weird. Yeah, so
long story short, fuck King.
Yeah, fuck. Very, very clever. So, but that was a big topic that just hit. On the topic of trademarks, though, there's kind of a little bit of a downer that I just saw today. Although, actually, the news, I totally missed this news because according to Polygon, it was posted on the 18th, but I didn't see it till now. The trademark for Star Wars 1313, if you remember, is that Bounty Hunter game that they were going to make before LucasArts totally disappeared, has been abandoned.
So wait, we can pick up the trademark?
Well, it says, according to this site, the trademark was abandoned because no statement or use of extension request was timely filed after the notice of allowance was issued. So They're not actively...
So they let their domain lapse.
Yeah, they're not actively pushing to keep this thing. Like, if they were... Because, you know, this is... does EA own it now? I guess all the Star Wars stuff?
Oh, who the hell knows? I don't even know.
So Disney closed LucasArts, but EA, I guess, has an agreement to, quote-unquote, access everything that was done during the LucasArts era. So I guess EA would be the one to pick up this... this deceased game, but somebody doesn't really give a shit about it. So, because otherwise, these big companies, they'll trademark every fucking possible combination or name, or they'll also, you know, snatch up any website or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you always hear about a Deus Ex trademark like 5 months before it's even relevant. So.
Yeah. So this is a really bad sign if they care that little that they're just letting it kind of fritter away. So that's, I don't know. I think we just discussed a long time ago about, Star Wars 1313, and as unsure as I was about whether the game would be good, I was still looking forward to it, something different in the Star Wars universe, you know, something not necessarily Jedi related.
Oh, <That's>, God.
Are you okay, Nox?
I'm so burnt out on Jedi.
Sounds like you're totally spent. You're like, oh, no.
Dude, you've been going hard on some Jedi, huh?
Oh, you have no idea.
No, but that's the problem I had. Like, even when I had been playing SWTOR, like, the first character I created was not any Jedi or Sith or anything. I made a bounty hunter because I'm like, I really want to try something different in this universe. I enjoyed playing Jedi before, but, you know, there's got to be something else. And it was pretty fun, actually, by the way. But, yeah, I was hoping they were going to do something different with this, but looks like they don't care. Unless they've renamed it. The only thing I can think of is if they're tossing that that title, and going with a totally different title, then maybe there's a little hope. But this sounds like I'm kind of grasping.
1314.
Or something like Star Wars
Battle. 3131.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of trademark central this week, I suppose. Here's something funny, because I think it's totally fake, and we just mentioned EA, so... not EA. Yeah, actually, EA. Because
EA is fake.
Respawn, I keep forgetting, is associated with EA, right? For Titanfall? Aren't they?
Crickets. That's how much we care.
I'm 80% sure that's a yes, but then again, I always say I'm 80% sure when I'm really not sure.
Anyway, so there was a supposed leak this week of the Titanfall multiplayer.
Yeah,
I guess the Titanfall game, right? Because it's all multiplayer. And everyone's like, oh, they leaked it. And I guess there was kind of a disclaimer, like, you know, since this is in development, the graphics are still kind of, you know, they're not 100% and blah, blah, blah. But on the whole, people seem to, I guess, see the game pretty favorably. But I thought it was really suspicious because somebody else picked up on this, and I think it's very true. You can hear people, like, it's as if somebody took a stream of whatever they're playing and then put it up, because you can hear people talking and stuff beforehand, like in the lobbies and whatnot. And the stuff they're saying was a little suspicious, and this one commenter mentioned, isn't it interesting that in the lobby conversations, people are saying stuff like, oh, well, EA's or Respawn's doing a really good job this time, and like stuff to kind of build up the like way too suspiciously positive about the game. Like, oh, this is a much better game than the other previous games I played, blah, blah, blah. So the running, not rumor, but the running... assumption is that it was probably an intentional leak because it's like, hey, you have the best of both worlds. You get to give people a little slice of the game with supposed gamers saying, wow, this is amazing. And you get to say, well, but we're not done yet. So it's going to look even better than this, you know? So it's kind of feeding into anybody's existing like interest in the game, which is not to say, I'm not going to play the game, but I think their approach is a little suspect, you know? Just be honest. If you want to show some footage, show footage and say, you know, whatever, but don't act like somebody's being super sneaky, and then these are actual responses from people in game.
Gamers just like you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, like, really? Are you guys just reading off of a script maybe or something? I don't know. It's kind of shitty. But yeah, so Titanfall, I think they're leaking stuff so that people will still have it in the back of their minds for when it actually comes out. Because this year is going to be pretty interesting with the next wave of these games. Because for Xbox and PS4, it's kind of been a little lukewarm. It's just me. It seemed like it's been a little okay with their launches, but
right.
There's nothing really like smacking you in the face going like, you have to play this game, you know? Because that's
why we don't have one of either, exactly. Right?
I don't have a PS4 yet.
Very perceptive, Adam. I do not have a PS4.
Nor do I. I'm not calling you from Skype on my PS4 right now. That's not happening.
It's true. Speaking of PS4, actually, there is a pretty serious issue, which would be another good reason to not necessarily get one.
Transition.
Hey, you just ruined it.
Segway.
Okay, so there is...
That's my line.
There's a crazy error, apparently, with just completely random, with certain kind of high-profile games in their PS4, where...
Screw it up now, Sony, come on.
Yeah, I know, right? They don't even need to do anything to succeed. They just need to have the system running properly. So Sony's looking into this error that is corrupting people's save files and basically destroying hours of gameplay. I mean, I'm not even sure, like, would it... If it was a game where you only have like one big save file, would it just make you start the whole thing over again? I hope not. But
that's insanity if so.
So according to the forums, it's affecting, sounds like really big titles. Assassin's Creed 4, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts, FIFA 14, NBA 2K14. So all these guys say, and they don't know what is causing it. At some point they get the error, which is, what the fuck is this? CE-34878-0.
So if you're getting an error at home, just go ahead, rewind this podcast
and listen to the
try to match it up with this. That's your confirmation.
And if it's right, we'll send you a free game.
No worries.
Yes.
Don't do that.
On the show, we'll send you a game of your choice from PS4.
Oh fuck. Hell no.
Be sure to tweet # PS4 giveaway # the name of game.
I'll send you Don't Starve for PS4. That's probably more affordable.
But we'll need a screenshot as proof.
But it does seem, I mean, I only mention it because it seems like everyone's getting the exact same error. This isn't like weird different errors that cause the same result. It's a very specific same error for everybody. So
if you are getting a different error, report it because you are patient zero.
Well, actually, yeah, it's going to be the next wave of bad shit to happen to your system.
Yep.
So I don't know what people can do about this. I mean, maybe that means they have to constantly back up their fucking saves. But that would be really annoying. Because how do you know, are you going to have to keep, like, testing it by reloading your game every now and then to make sure it's not fucked up? Like, how do you do that? Oh, God, I'm glad I don't have a PS4 yet.
Yeah.
This is why you don't
get
buy
your
a
shit
console
together,
at
Sony.
In your face, you console, console launch. I didn't hop on your hype, bitch.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a little extreme, Nas.
I'm very intense tonight, as you can tell.
Yeah.
He has a fridge in his room.
It has beer in it.
So.
That's right. Go ahead.
I thought you were going to expand on that, but you didn't.
What kind of beer?
Oh, I got a multitude of beers. I don't want to get into it right now.
Okay.
This is going to take a while.
Yeah.
But speaking of consoles, so here's the other hot topic that Adam brought up, which is pretty good. There have been some rumors circulating that Nintendo might be up for another console, maybe as early as this year, or announcing it this year.
It's pure insanity. It's suicide. There's no way that it's legit. But I put a link in our conversation here to Forbes. Forbes is reporting on it.
Right.
And saying, oh, other websites are claiming this. Well, it all leads back to some guy who's an anonymous tipster in a random mailbox for you know, some site five links down the citation, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, God. Like,
you know, wait. It's not, yeah, it's not a
author
site. It's not a Kotaku. It's, yeah. You know.
There is an actual, like, verifiable thing happening with Nintendo, though, because it's probably tied into Nintendo recently saying that they've been experiencing some losses. This is pretty bad. A $335 million operating loss.
Ouchies.
Which is not good. I think it's starting to kick in that people just don't want the Wii or the Wii U anymore, maybe. I don't know. So, The thing that was questionable and probably spurred this whole console discussion was that they were quoted as saying they need to think about, oh, we are thinking about a new business structure.
The funny thing was the initial backlash to that before the whole console specs are released, blah, 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 was, they're just abandoning consoles completely. That was the initial response.
Well, yeah, that a lot of people were wondering because the secondary quote to that was, given the expansion of smart devices, we're naturally studying how smart devices can be used to grow the game player business. So that instantly sounds to people like, oh, wait, you're just going
to go
to like iOS, Android? Apps.
Right. But then I thought like right after that, they shut that down too.
Yeah, no, that was shot down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I think they probably should start doing iOS apps, but they should still have their hardware and software.
Well, you
and the
know,
iOS apps are a different kind. You know, it's a miniature Mario story instead of the.
Well,
you know,
I'm wondering.
If you want the full experience, go to one of the console or their branded handheld. You know.
Yeah, I'm wondering from those comments, and how often they recycle their games. I'm wondering if they're trying to feel out whether people would buy Android or iOS versions of, like, old games. Because, you know, like, a lot of phones can even have emulators, questionable, emulators to play ROMs and that sort of thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
Fellow T-Mobile subscriber.
No, I got Verizon. Are you kidding me?
Rival Verizon subscriber.
No, but so I know like phones capabilities now are way better than even just a year or two ago. So I wonder if Nintendo's thinking like, hey, we could release all of the old Mario or all the old Zelda games, not necessarily doing anything new to them, but doing kind of like, you know, when they had like the Sonic games were available or are currently available, right? They don't run really great, but a lot of old games like that have been kind of
That's because Sega's dead.
Yeah.
Their hardware business is dead.
But maybe 30%. These guys are thinking of easy money like that. Because you know they're going to hook in a bunch of people that are like, oh, well, I loved Mario 3 and
I'll
it's only like $5.
I'll pay $2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't have to do anything new. They just have to find like two or three people that can just port it over to a phone.
And it can all just be in the Nintendo app, you know, like they are just running their official ROM and emulator.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I'm not sure. It definitely shows that they're finally wising up because remember for the longest time, they were so annoying because they kept insisting like, we're undefeatable. We're doing great. Nobody's going to not buy a Nintendo thing. And now they're finally realizing, no, lots of people aren't going to be buying your shit.
Well, now they're all, pardon the pun, but they're all falling on their swords now for a lot of this stuff when they're backtracking and apologizing because they had projections of like, oh, an operating budget. And then they had to say, oh, no, now we're at this million whatever deficit, you know?
Well, I think the thing is, like, the 3DS, well, the 2DS really more so, but the 2DS, did too many numbers.
2DS.
The 2DS. Grave,
the gravestone-looking one,
yeah.
Right?
That one, their sales overall with their handhelds, I'm not sure about 3DS so much, but I guess it's improved over the past year or two, were still enough to kind of keep, it feels like they kept the company afloat. And, you know, they could be floundering with the Wii or the Wii U and it would be all right. But I haven't really noticed a ton of people, like, I'm not sure if their handheld sales are as strong as they used to be. You know, like, well,
they had to downgrade the projections on that too. I think they expected 18 million 3DSs to be moved, and then they're like, oh no, wait, it's only going to be 13 million. So they were off by like five, like 4.5 or 5 million units on their projections.
Jesus.
You know, just give or take.
Yeah. Oh, a million here, a million there.
So
who knows which side of the line we land on, but it's somewhere around there.
We definitely nailed it this time, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant the DS. Jesus. I was thinking 2D. What's the 2D handheld? What's the 2DS? No, it's not the 2DS because it's confusing as fuck.
Uh-huh.
You know, the DS Lite, like I knew so many people that had that. I had that one.
Yep.
And that was it felt like that was, aside from the original Game Boy, maybe the most popular of their handhelds. And they made so much money during that era of handhelds. And the 3DS just didn't bring, like, the whole 3D element seems to have been dropped from most people's minds, right, at this point. I know a lot of people that when they play any 3D-enabled game, they actually turn the 3D off at this point.
Wow.
So that's a pretty damning statement, I think.
Wait, speaking of, have you played any games on your TV, EG?
My 3D TV?
Yeah.
You know what sucks is it's going to be limited because the PS4 does not have 3D support anymore or ever.
Well, right, but have you played any like PS3 games?
Yeah, I played Black Ops 2 in 3D, and then I played Uncharted 3 in 3D. It's pretty
cool. How are they?
Yeah. Well, my TV has passive 3D, so from my understanding, from what people have told me, is that your 3D experience might be more thrilling or effective if you're using active glasses, you know, the battery powered ones, as opposed to passive.
Yeah.
But the effect was pretty decent. I mean, it kind of depends on the scene. Because, for example, in something like Black Ops 2, they have a pretty clear distinction of, you know, whenever you do ADS, you know, you bring your gun up to your face, that feels really close to your face. And then everything else feels like it's kind of been shifted into, like, another plane. So it actually gives, like, a sense of depth. So for a first-person shooter, having it in 3D is kind of neat because that helps, like, exaggerate that feeling of, like, your gun's really close to you and everything else is really far.
Yeah.
The only problem I have is that sometimes, not just in that game, but, like, in a lot of the 3D stuff, depending on how the scene is constructed, certain scenes are really effective at looking 3D and other ones. I mean, just like movies, 3D movies. Some scenes don't really feel 3D, if you know what I mean. Like, it's like, wow, that's kind of a waste. Whereas other ones are the stereotypical, like, hands coming to your face, you know, it's that the old school, like, okay, this scene is clearly the best in 3D.
Spears coming at your head.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So it sucks because since the new consoles don't have any reference to 3D in anything, I think a lot of companies are probably going to go, well, that was fun, and they just go to business as usual with, like, non-3D games. The other downside, too, is that for some games, my understanding was that the frame rate might suffer a bit when you have it in 3D. Like, when I run, when I have my TV set to 3D mode, and I turn on the PS3, it knows that it's in 3D. So when the game starts up, like Uncharted or whatever, it feels like the initial loading time is a little bit longer. And I was trying to think, like, huh, I wonder what it's doing. Like, is it thinking to itself, like, okay, I got to set up 3D mode now or something. Cause it felt like all the loading screens took, like, at least twice as long to load, which gets kind of annoying after a while. But as an experience, It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I have to say, I wouldn't necessarily have it on, like, 100% of the time. Because after a while, it does get a little weird. Like,
You can't decipher which is the real world and which is...
that would be an Oculus Rift thing, I think.
Yeah.
Speaking of Oculus Rift...
Get our gender swap on, guys.
Yeah, our last topic for the night is an interesting one. So Adam, wait, you're the one that mentioned this topic, right?
No, actually,
that would have been myself.
Okay, yeah. So Knox, yep. Knox mentioned or brought up this interesting experiment, I guess you could say loosely, called Gender Swap. And it's two people with Oculus Rifts on that are both miming the same motions and looking down at their bodies. And obviously one's a girl and one's a guy. And I suppose the intention is that that person is like, whoa, out of body experience. Like, I'm actually a woman or a man now, you know, like whatever I wasn't before. I watched the video. There's one on Vimeo that kind of shows essentially how this works. And it looks really goofy because they're sitting on these chairs and they're like running their hands down their hips and cupping their boobs and you know, one guy has like a really fucking hairy chest, and it almost looks like, I think Adam, you mentioned, like, it looks like a softcore porn.
Yeah, well, I think everyone has stopped listening and they're currently fapping to that video right now.
Yeah, so if you're curious, just look up Gender Swap and Oculus Rift.
Hit pause first, because
to your favorite porn tube site and type in gender swap. Yeah. It will be all of the links.
The thing I don't get is, like, I don't understand why they actually have to be practically naked. Like, is this just some weird trip? Because for the guys, wow, big whoop, you're wearing underwear. But the girls are, like, flopping around. Like, it's not like they're wearing bras. They're just completely naked.
Here's the thing. Just two people in this trailer thing that were fully clothed and just doing pantomime, you'd be like, okay, what's the big deal? They got us all talking about it because they showed boobs in the video.
They had to make it sexy, huh?
Yep.
I guess that's true. Yeah, it just looks really ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty much.
And also, what's the, I mean, like, honestly, what is the big benefit? I mean, other than a guy getting to feel up himself, I guess.
The general idea, I don't know. It's about understanding another person's body, and it's also used for trans people and stuff like that.
If they want to really understand bodies, that's one thing. But the other suspect thing about, at least...
Well, that's what the footage was from a body study experiment.
Right, you know? No. But I'm saying, like, if you watch the video, like, almost everybody has pretty similar body types. All the women are relatively thin. You don't get any... You get maybe one or two that are kind of curvy, but it's like, if you really wanted to delve... If you wanted to make this feel legitimate and really wanted to delve into... Wow, I've never experienced, like, being in a totally different body type before.
To touch each other?
No.
With the Oculus?
God. No, I'm saying, why wouldn't they get a really wide variety of people of all colors, shapes, sizes, that sort of thing? Because as it is now, it looks like a bunch of, like, I don't know, 20-something college students that are like, yeah, I'll get some money for putting this thing on my head for an hour. You know, like, it doesn't feel...
I miss those.
I was going to say, you know, it very well may have been a college thing.
I'm not...
Yeah, and I would have joined that experiment.
Yeah, I would have totally hopped on that experiment.
It's like the fucking experiment from Ghostbusters. There's some Peter Venkman out there that's putting Oculus Rifts on people, saying, like, hey... Maybe you're psychic if you put your boobs to your hand to your boobs and then you think you're a woman. Like,
I'm just glad he chose to put the, like, camera on a tripod so that he's not shaking it with his other hand while he's watching them. If you know what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah.
I have no. Could you elaborate on that?
He's whacking off while he's watching them wear these.
Okay.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, I don't know.
For science.
I don't know. Yeah, for science. Let's just leave it on for science, I guess. Seems like as good as a way to leave it as anything else.
I really hesitate to call it a scientific experiment. I almost think it looks like some weird version of performing art, honestly. Like, when you watch the video, like, sure, okay, I can understand you trying to rationalize it. It's like, oh, we're trying to understand people's bodies, blah, 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 blah. But, like, visually, it looks like some weirdo performing art where they're like, this is the message of society against our bodies. You know, like, okay, whatever.
It's like, why don't you put a fucking Oculus Rift on an animal and feel it yourself being butchered?
You know what? That's
probably... I have an idea, guys. Guys,
it's probably not so far off.
I'm going to blow this thing wide open. Here's what we do.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Spoiled, like, rich kids that care so much about the world, and they're just like, oh man, if I could, I would just fly out there to Egypt and I'd be protesting with them. You know, here's what we do. We fundraise protests. Okay. So people who have the money can strap on their Oculus Rift. Okay. They can act like they are the ones getting hit with police shields and sprayed with pepper spray.
That's awesome.
But they're sitting at home.
I'm gonna kill you, Adam.
All you need is the person wearing a Google Glass on the other end. It's totally.
Oh, can you imagine the reaction to that if they did that?
All right. Well, when this podcast is published, that's going to be public record that I had this idea first. I'm a pioneer here.
Adam Furley.
Yes.
ADAM.
Are you filling out my copyright office application?
I am, actually, right now. I'm gonna trademark Adam Purley and send it in.
Okay. I think that's a good commentary on how ridiculous this fucking idea is.
I think
Peter's gonna latch on to it. I just know they are.
Yeah. The funny thing is, like, in terms of Oculus Rift stuff, it's been somewhat, I mean, there've been advancements and people now and then mention games or game ideas, but I was expecting it to be much more of a huge thing than it has been so far. Like I was hoping more like bigger devs or like well-known IPs maybe would be like, hey, we're going to have Oculus Rift be like natively supported as opposed to having to use like a third party thing like you do with Skyrim with the Oculus, you know, like to kind of push that forward. But yeah. I don't know if it's maybe difficult to program for, or I'm not sure what the holdup is, you know?
Carmack is kind of in charge of it right now, so who knows what the fuck he's up to.
I mean, you got a good name behind it, but like, it just feels like they need to put it in people's face more.
I gotcha.
What are we talking about?
Oculus Rift. Okay. Anyway, I think that's good for this week. We don't need to.
Stay tuned for our craft beers podcast, followed by TV talk.
Yeah, we should branch out. Anyone? There have been some good Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Episodes.
Can you guys please comment, tweet, or email EG, talk to Colin on Facebook, if you want these other podcast offerings?
Or they want to talk to
us. Just tweet, hashtag in the name of game, hashtag beer,
or hashtag PS4 giveaway. Remember.
Oh, don't. Okay, you're escalating it to like... an entire console.
Your
now.
Choice of two games. Two games from the PS4.
Oh, Jesus.
From the producer of this show.
No. No, thanks. Yeah. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening once again this week. If you have any comments on what we've talked about, or if you've got a even better story maybe that we missed, you can always email us at nameofgamepodcast@gmail.com. We have a Twitter, which is @InTheNameOfGame, where I usually post links to new podcast episodes. We have a Facebook group that we try to regularly update, which is just InTheNameOfGame. And we have a website, which is InTheNameOfGame.com, where you can listen to this episode and any other previous one. We are also on iTunes. My last short but sweet comment on that, where if you don't want to be a part of our lives, you can just subscribe on iTunes and
not. We don't want to be a part of else. Yours either, okay? So why don't you participate and be social?
Well, some people don't want to commit to that sort of thing. So.
Yeah, we're more of a committing podcast.
Yeah, are we moving too fast for you guys? Are we getting too serious already?
Yeah.
Stop laughing.
Oh.
Forever alone.
Is that uncomfortable pause? Yeah. Stop that laughing.
Stop that laughing.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Hashtag BS4
giveaway. Right now, legend Brown is delicious.
It's really horrible.